This hour by Frederick Remington, fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. Exclusive, no refrigeration, 10-year extended shelf life bacon. The thickest media center-cut bacon in the industry at fullycookedbacon.com.
Are you ready?
Yeah.
Okay, let's do it.
Bill Martinez Live, a program about current events, our culture, our values, our politics, and our future. And now, Bill Martinez.
We better stop. Hey, what's that sound? Everybody look what's going on.
Although there is evidence of potential violations of the statutes regarding the handling of classified information, our judgment is that no reasonable prosecutor would bring such a case.
All right, that was then FBI Director James Comey. That was back in 2016, announcing that the Bureau would not recommend charges for Hillary Clinton, a decision that is now under new scrutiny tonight after two U.S. senators have revealed that Comey drafted a statement clearing Clinton well before the investigation was over. Joining us now on the phone, retired Assistant FBI Director for the New York Field Office, James Kallstrom, and the Chief Counsel for the American Center for Law and Justice and President Trump's attorney, Jay Sekulow. Mr. Kallstrom, let me start with you. If you haven't concluded the investigation, how is it possible, and you haven't even interviewed the person involved, how do you start drafting what Comey was drafting, which is her exoneration?
Well, it was clear to me, but I think it's clear to everyone now that basically he's been carrying water, you know, for the Clinton folks, Obama, everybody. The whole thing was a farce. I mean, as soon as you know there's no grand jury, as soon as you know you can't compel testimony, you can't get records, you can't take computers for searching, you can't do any of that stuff. It's a farce. The whole thing was a farce from the beginning. FBI agents don't like to be part of farces.
Yeah. Jay Sekulow, let me ask from your standpoint, because I think this is so important, especially in light of the special counsel, which was James Comey's goal after he leaked information to the New York Times, which in itself may have been illegal in terms of the Records Act and other issues he's involved in. But 33,000 deleted subpoenaed emails, acid wash, a wash, bleach pit, destruction of information on BlackBerries and iPhones. Why do I think that I'd be calling you if I did any one of these things, because I'd be in jail for obstructing justice and violating the law?
Yeah, well, because James Comey had a predetermined outcome of where this was going. He said that in the information that Senators Grassley and Senator Graham said very clearly, that the information, they were already writing up their exoneration, their declination letter, as it's called, regarding criminality. This was before 16 witnesses are interviewed and before the target of the matter, as James Comey was told to call it, was even interviewed. So what James said was right. This was a faux investigation from the start. And the problem is, it's really been a fraud on the American people here. This whole scenario of James Comey's actions and his statements before Congress were not only incorrect as a matter of fact, but I think puts him in serious legal jeopardy.
You know, this really puts the pressure on Jeff Sessions and the president, but particularly Jeff Sessions, the Justice Department, to be all over this, you know, for one judge to say, well, you know, there's nothing there. People aren't interested. I mean, what? I mean, you broke the law. You know, Scott, you know, if you went out and broke the law and it was just like, you know, people weren't interested, I guess that's the true litmus test of whether or not you should be prosecuted, right?
Yeah, I guess.
I guess. I mean, is that what the rule of law states?
Well, who's asking? I mean, is this the same? You know, obviously, there's a whole group of people out there that, you know, probably half the country that says, "Hey, we should probably prosecute her."
Well, really, I mean, if you sit there and you go to D.C. and you talk to the elites and the media, the mainstream media, that's a non-issue. People, we've already, you know, we've reported that to death, and people aren't interested. Really?
I love how that's the case for this, but the other one that they've all said is a non-issue. They keep reporting on that.
Maybe, well, of course,
the Russia thing comes up. Yeah. They're all over it.
Yeah, really. So, and you know, but that hasn't been reported enough because, you know, you still got to pursue that no matter where it leads, and God only knows where the special prosecutor is going to take us next.
By the way, that's another one where we actually have poll evidence that says people don't really care about it.
Yeah, that we have poll evidence. We don't have poll evidence on the Hillary issue, right? their interest level, I guess. If that's what if that's the way you're going to run the country, not based on the truth of the matter, because that's what the rule of law is all about. And a whole other discussion that we'll pick up later on.
It's not a matter of if, it's a matter of when. And when your identity is hacked, it's a nightmare. Hi everyone, Paul with Liberty ID. Did you know that children are 52 times more likely to suffer from identity theft than adults? Is your family prepared? Identity monitoring will not fix the fallout. Liberty ID does. Here's an exciting offer for listeners to this station. Go to LibertyID.com and cover your entire family, your spouse, your children, and your parents for only $129 a year. That's right, $129 a year. Use promo code FREETRIAL and we'll give you the first 60 days free. That's LibertyID.com, promo code FREETRIAL. Prepare your family for less than half what other companies charge for only monitoring. LibertyID.com, promo code free trial. LibertyID.com, the name in identity theft restoration.
America back on track. Bill Martinez live.
We got lots of work ahead. Not an easy task, but one that, Americans do not cower from. We have backed off a little bit. We're paying the price right now because we have taken our eye off the ball. We trusted our elected officials to keep this country on track, but clearly, their idea of what on track means and our idea, that is the challenge. And we're doing everything we can to reconcile that. Even though we just had an election back in November, some of the establishment types and the politicians that want to think that they know more than, the electorate, they're resisting. They're resisting what the people have clearly said. And maybe it will take the midterm elections for them to finally get the message that this is all about a government of, for, and by we the people. With us right now is Dr. Jerome Corsi. Always good to have him with us, who serves as the Washington Bureau Chief for Infowars.com. Previously, Dr. Corsi worked for 12 years as senior staff reporter for WND.com. And Dr. Corsi, good to have you with us. How you doing?
I'm doing fine. Great to be back with you. Thank you.
Yeah, it's been a while, but a lot going on here. Of course, the country's eyes right now fixed on Texas and, the epic waterfall and the damage of Hurricane Harvey.
Well, it's clearly a tragedy and a natural disaster. And I'm pleased to see the federal government and President Trump are responding as quickly as they have been responding. Our hearts go out to all the victims, and I'm also encouraged to see the number of citizens that are getting in their boats and their pickup trucks and going to help other citizens. I think it's really a heartfelt move in Texas and very encouraging about where the country's headed.
Exactly. Well, as we've been talking about on this show, you talk about unity and people coming together. It's not like we only have black boats out there taking care of black people or white boats taking care of white people. I mean, you have a spirit of unity there that's on display, but the media's not reporting on that.
Well, what I see in watching it myself is that you've got Americans helping Americans. You've got people of all races and religions and male, female, you name it, pitching in to do what they can to help others.
Yes.
And I don't see that, the media since Obama has been running this class warfare narrative, the Saul Alinsky kind of divide and conquer strategy. Mm-hmm. And I think it's to the detriment of the progress that has been made in civil rights and in racial issues since the 1960s. Americans are more racially united than ever in my lifetime. And this whole Black Lives Matter and Obama attacking the police and everything Obama did to create racial divisions along Saul Alinsky lines, I think was deplorable.
Is this a bit of their last stand, so to speak, here, Jerome? Because I have the sense that the reason they're fighting so hard is because they realize they're losing a grip. Is that your observation as well?
I think so. I think that the left became unhinged, that Hillary Clinton lost and has not yet recovered the fact that America is rejecting this hard left agenda. Mm-hmm. And the idea that the left would actually engage in the Soros-funded Antifa, which is our violent thugs, dressed, they look like ISIS in their black uniforms.
Exactly.
Hooded faces. I mean, if the left is this desperate, they have to resort to, you know, the type of street violence we saw from the left in the Weimar Republic in the 1930s. Mm. I think the left is on the way out.
Yeah.
And very few Americans are going to support this kind of extreme behavior.
Well, I think people are coming to a decision, and that was very clear back in November, at least for most of us that had eyes to see. There's still some that are resisting, you know, the idea that America voted and said enough of this junk. I mean, why waste the time? Why waste the money and resources? I'm looking for a job. I'm looking for a government that I've been pouring money into that is effective. And they voted a CEO into office to take the reins of this government. And meanwhile, he's had little help even from, you know, what you would say should be people that were on his side from the GOP. But, they're, you know, the establishment is the establishment, and it's equal opportunity. It's on both sides.
Well, President Trump did not run as a true Republican. He's really an independent. And the elite establishment of the GOP, McConnell, you know, and Ryan and the others, Boehner before them, were well bought and paid for by the pharmaceutical industry that, and the insurance companies that like Obamacare. And, you know, the entrenched financial interest in Washington, the corruption, is massive. And, you know, when you come back to Antifa, Americans are not prepared to see thugs beating people in the street, blocking, you know, speeches and free press opportunities, free speech opportunities at Berkeley. I think Americans are getting sick and tired of these snowflake universities and the PC gone amok, the political correctness gone completely over the cliff. Most Americans, you know, very few Americans are going to have ever truly discriminated against transgenders. I mean, anyone who's been in New Orleans going back to the 50s knows that, you know, what the show bar was all about and always has been about.
Exactly.
And, you know, but the idea that we're going to have to expand this as if it were a mainstream culture is a taking of a PC idea and trying to make it into a civil right equivalent to race. Mm-hmm. And I think, quite frankly, that's demeaning to people like Martin Luther King and others who were really dealing with a massive amount of discrimination on the basis of race, which has no basis. These sexual issues, I think, most Americans are happy to tolerate, but they don't have to become mainstream, because the truth is only about, you know, 1 or 2% of the population are in these variations of sexual behavior that the LGBT lobby is trying to make mainstream.
Exactly. And that's the thing, you know, that's been brought out time and again here, Jerome, is that we're talking such a, you know, a small number of people here that are, you know, and you know, you get a bit of the tail shaking the dog. I mean, I've talked to a lot of educators, you know, kids come back to school and it's not about reading, writing and arithmetic so much as it is about, you know, the bathroom rules now under this new influence and this this activist agenda that has permeated, you know, our school system, even down to the first grade. So it's pretty crazy. You can't talk, you spend time about this. Now you got to deal with a social issue. And, you know, it's like, well, who made the teachers experts? Like, all of a sudden they're psychologists?
Well, when the left goes off the cliff like this, and you see it in the, you know, the Red Guard movement and the Cultural Revolution in the 60s in China, you lose a generation. They don't get educated.
Yeah. Well, here it is. It's happening to us. We've got plenty to talk about with Dr. Jerome Corsi. When we come back, we're going to address the plot that was uncovered to derail Arpaio's pardon. And also, Dr. Corsi is going to address the FBI rejecting a FOIA request for Hillary Clinton's email docs. The FBI has decided all by themselves that the public is not interested. There's nothing there, Luke Skywalker. Let's just move on and we'll go live another day. Curious to see what Dr. Corsi has to say about that. 15 minutes after the top of the hour right now. This is Bill Martinez. We are live.
Fully cooked, ready to eat bacon. I'm talking thick, meaty, center cut, presidential bacon. Savory and delicious. I buy some, I use some, I store some. Awesome. No refrigeration needed with a 10-year shelf life. NASA pack technology. Bacon. Fully cooked, fully hydrated, ready to eat right from the pack bacon. Or warm and served. Life-saving, ready to eat bacon. 10-year shelf life bacon. Ships free at fullycookedbacon.com. Fullycookedbacon.com.
Attention business owners and independent contractors. This is a money-saving message from Tax Mediation Services. If your business owes $20,000 or more in taxes, we can help you today, right now. Listen, dealing with the IRS is no picnic. It's an intimidating and extremely stressful process, and you don't want to go it alone. Our attorneys know every law, every tax break, and every possible opportunity to help you resolve and reduce your tax debt. And if you owe more than $20,000, you may be at the top of their hit list. So don't take your tax debt lightly, because it will not go away on its own. The IRS can seize your bank accounts, your home, and even shut down your business. Call our tax experts today at 1-800-774-3149 and let us deal with the IRS while you focus on your business. That's 1-800-774-3149. Again, that's 800-774-3149.
It's a no-brainer. A Big Berkey water filter is the one you need, period. You need a water filter that removes chlorine, fluoride, pharmaceuticals, BPA, and other endocrine disruptors, pesticides, bacteria, viruses, and much more, right? And does it all at only 2 cents per gallon. Get the original and most trusted name in gravity water filtration, Big Berkey. And now GCN listeners receive 5% off ceramic filter systems using code GCN. Call or click 1-877-99-BERKEY or BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY.
North Korea openly threatens the U.S. and launches a new missile every other week. Their warhead of choice? Electromagnetic pulse. Such an event would cripple the U.S. power grid for years and leave millions in the dark. Are you ready? You can be with a Solark EMP-hardened solar generator. Solark works day in and day out to keep your essentials protected. You can have peace of mind knowing your power will be there when you most need it. Visit PortableSolarLLC.com to see EMP testing. That's PortableSolarLLC.com. Energy insurance for your family.
Investing is a long-term process. How many times can you think of in the last decade that the stock market has destroyed retirement funds for people just like you and me? For your existing IRA, you need the security that gold has provided for centuries. Remember, gold has never been worth zero. Capital Gold would like to introduce you to the Home Storage Gold IRA. It's a self-directed IRA set up with all the protection and tax benefits of an LLC. But the big difference in this IRA is you invest in gold and you hold it in your possession. You can't do that with stocks. That's security. You can transfer any type of IRA hassle-free in days. Please call right now and learn more, and we'll waive the $500 setup fee and give you a free safe to store your gold. 800-535-7789. 800-535-7789. 800-535-7789. That's 800-535-7789.
Did you know children are 52 times more likely to suffer from identity theft than adults? Credit alerts will not fix the fallout. Liberty ID does, and here's an exciting offer just for you. Go to LibertyID.com and cover your entire family, your spouse, your children, and your parents for only $129 a year. Use promo code FREETRIAL and we'll give you the first 60 days free. That's LibertyID.com, promo code FREETRIAL. LibertyID.com. LibertyID.com.
People moving out, people moving in, why? Because of the color of the skin.
Send your
your emails direct. NSA free to bill@billmartinezlive.com.
They are going to people showing videos of Donald Trump insulting Islam and Muslims in order to recruit more radical jihadists. Directed at American embassies over an awful internet video that we had nothing to do with.
Bill Martinez Live.
This is what happens when the culture becomes unhinged and exchanges the truth for the lie. And that is what's happening to today's America, ladies and gentlemen, unless you pull back, push back and say, look, we're going to pursue the truth no matter where it leads. This is what Bill Martinez Live is all about, and also why we appreciate experts like Dr. Jerome Corsi coming on the show and giving us the facts, Jack, as they would say. Dr. Corsi currently serves as the Washington Bureau Chief for Infowars.com. Jerome, I wanted to get your read on the FBI running interference for one Hillary Clinton. Says there's nothing there. They reject the FOIA request, stating that but the public's not interested in her emails anymore. This has come and gone. It's old news. Let's just move on.
Well, I thought Breitbart had a very good article saying that, you know, it looks like the Obama administration is still in charge of the Justice Department.
Mm-hmm.
The Justice Department has not been cleaned out of all the Obama and Clinton holdovers, and they're all leftists. They're going to protect Hillary. They're going to do everything they can to empower Mueller to go after Trump. I mean, this is ridiculous. And I think it's disgraceful that the Department of Justice assumes it has the right to determine what the American public is interested in. FOIA requests do not have a clause in the law that specifies that if a department doesn't think it's of significant interest to the public, they can reject the request.
Yeah.
So someone at the Department of Justice just violated the law.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, that's kind of a new requirement, right? Public interest? I mean,
it's like, come on. I'd like to find out who wrote that letter, and I'd like to file criminal charges.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, that's. I think it's, you know, this is in the interest of conservatism, in the interest of, you know, preserving law and order. I mean, this is the problem. We're so mired with all these things. And the Trump administration, you know, I've called them Manchurian candidates that are interspersed throughout his administration, whether you want to call them the deep state, the Obama holdovers, even going back to Clinton holdovers. I mean, they're well entrenched. And, you know, and of course, Congress is all complicit in this because they've been rather slow, particularly the Democratic Party, in allowing this president to get his team in place. I mean, it's just been a hard-fought battle. I mean, some of it is by design. Donald Trump has said, look, I believe in a smaller government. There's a reason, you know, if we don't need to have that the official in that capacity, we'll save the money and we'll move on. But clearly there are other areas where it's really lacking, and he just does not have the support you know, from people of the same ideology that are supporting him. And meanwhile, you get people that, you know, are ready to put their stick in his spokes as he's trying to roll the roll the country down the hill here.
Well, so far, a lot of people who are holdovers in Washington think that they get rid of Donald Trump.
Mm-hmm.
And they believe that obstruction and, you know, doing everything they can to leak and to be a problem child is going to advance their cause. Well, Donald Trump is not going to be removed from office. There's no high crimes and misdemeanors. He's not going to resign. He understands that the press is launching a constant battle against him no matter what he says, led by David Brock at Media Matters. And eventually these people are all going to be fired,
mm-hmm.
and departments are going to be closed. We could run the federal government with one-tenth of the people there in Washington, and they don't imagine that they're about to lose their jobs. Well, you know, I've got some news for you. One is that there's going to be a lot of legal cases, criminal cases being filed here, whether the Department of Justice wants to file them or not.
Mm-hmm.
And secondly, there could be a lot of people fired in Washington who have jobs. I recommend that they sell their houses and get their resumes ready today because they're not going to be there long.
I mean, sooner or later, this has to get cleared up. And Donald Trump is the one to do it, is the perennial CEO that doesn't want to mess around. And as he said, you know, he's not fretting about having less people. Even, you know, Vice President Pence said, with all these agencies, these overlapping agencies, 17, 18 agencies doing the same thing, and there's no accountability. I mean, that's not the way to run a railroad.
Also, this whole idea that, you know, of accountability, Kushner, you know, this brilliant little, what is he, 30 years old?
Yeah, 35 or something.
You know, he thinks he's got a genius solution to the Middle East. He runs off with a delegation.
Hmm.
They pat him on the head, give him some bagels and lox, and send him home.
Right.
Well, you know, Trump's going to say, okay, you guys told me and McMaster's that you had the genius solution to the Middle East. Where is it?
Yes.
Well, fine, you're fired. He did that to Priebus. Priebus told President Trump that he was going to get Obamacare repealed and replaced. The day that after John McCain, you know, our genius senator from Arizona, you know, voted with Chuck Schumer,
yes.
Trump fired Priebus and started pounding McConnell and Ryan with tweets.
Mm-hmm.
You know, these people don't understand. Wait till Donald Trump gets a hold of the RNC and their money, and he says, I'm sorry, I'm not funding your reelection.
Exactly. Well, coming to a theater near you real soon. Jerome, next on the agenda here that I want to talk to you about was the Arpaio deal, the Arpaio pardon. And you said there was a plot uncovered to derail this. Of course, it wasn't realized, but there was no question that Arpaio was in the crosshairs from day one on this deal. And I have my own theory as to why. But what do you say?
Well, I mean, Arpaio wanted to enforce the laws on the books on immigration. And Tom Perez, who is a La Raza communist, now running the Democratic National Committee, was in the Department of Justice. He went after Arpaio. Arpaio was railroaded here by a rogue judge who charged Arpaio under the wrong statute, would not allow him a jury trial. At the bench trial, Arpaio established that the court order was vague, that they got legal opinions, they were trying to comply with the court order. All that evidence was ignored by Judge Bolton when she ruled that Arpaio disregarded the court order, which is not true. And I think Trump's pardon was very effective because if Arpaio had been sentenced, he'd have had to have waited 5 years, according to current rules, to get a pardon through the system.
Mm-hmm.
And I think you're about to see next week, it's in the process, and I've been writing about this, Jeff Sessions, I don't know what Jeff Sessions is doing back there.
Mm-hmm.
He's doing a pretty good job on immigration, but he hasn't cleaned up that department. Well, Jeff Sessions is not up to the job, then I think we need to replace him.
Right.
And he's about to get hit, Jeff Sessions, by a bunch of ethics charges against these judges filed by Arpaio, and it's going to be very heavily supported by people like me in the press who are, you know, pushing back against this narrative, you know, the lying mainstream media narrative that Arpaio intentionally disregarded a court order. That's a lie.
Mm-hmm.
The bench trial record shows that Arpaio made every effort to comply with that court order. He brought in legal opinions, but the mainstream media doesn't care about the truth. They care about, you know, a witch hunt against Sheriff Arpaio is not going to work.
Exactly. Well, didn't the first charge run its statute of limitations, and then the judge had to, you know, kind of jury rig another complaint?
He charged him under the wrong statute.
Yes.
And that permitted her to hold a bench trial, not a jury trial.
So this thing was fallacious from the very start. So as you say, the pushback, they're going to have to reconcile this, and this is going to be an expensive proposition for them.
I hope it costs the Justice Department every penny they've got.
Well, there you go. Well, we'll keep an eye on it. And Dr. Jerome Corsi, appreciate you keeping us up to date. Dr. Corsi on Bill Martinez Live. Thank you, Jerome.
Sure, my pleasure.
It is just about 29 minutes after the top of the hour right now. This is Bill Martinez. We are live.
Attention to anybody of any age who takes any prescription medications. How would you like to save up to 85% on almost every prescription drug you're currently buying at your local pharmacy? We're talking about saving you real money on most of the top prescription drugs. up to 85% savings. Asthma medications, you can save up to 85%. High cholesterol and high blood pressure meds, save up to 85%. And many, many more. This is not a hard-to-use discount card. These are real savings on prescription meds delivered to your door in days. We have expert prescription consultants to help you right now. It's a free service. So call now and learn how you can save up to 85% on most prescription drugs.
Call now, 800-362-9337, 800-362-9337, 800-362-9337. That's 800-362-9337.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free Reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
What do you call charging thousands of dollars for hearing aids? I call it outrageous, because hearing should not be a privilege for the rich. It's a basic right everyone deserves. Hi, I'm Dr. Chirapuri, board-certified ear, nose, and throat physician. If you or a loved one suffer from hearing loss but can't afford thousands for a hearing aid, I created MD Hearing Aid for you. A high-quality medical-grade hearing aid for a fraction of that price.
Try MD Hearing Aid at home, risk-free, for 45 days. Call 1-800-422-1271.
No costly doctor's visit. No expensive and time-consuming fittings or appointments. No ugly, old-fashioned hearing aid that costs thousands. MD Hearing Aid is an FDA-registered, audiologist-tested hearing aid that's discreet and lets you hear what you've been missing at a savings of more than 80% off the average price of a traditional hearing aid.
Try MD Hearing Aid risk-free for 45 days. Call 1-800-422-1271. Plus, you'll get free shipping and free batteries for a year. 1-800-422-1271.
Getting America back on track. Bill Martinez live. Program, your calls, your opinions. Bill Martinez, live.
Hey, it's the way you like me, fresh every day, Monday through Friday, 9 to noon Eastern, 6 to 9 Pacific. Welcome back, America. I am Bill Martinez. And our next guest takes us all the way to Havana. Maybe that's what we ought to do here in America if we got in a caracara and took a tour across this country. Maybe we might be inspired and better focused on getting this country back on track. Margarita Engel joins us. A great little book titled All the Way to Havana. Let me give you a little background about Margarita. Was named by the Poetry Foundation as America's Young People's Poet Laureate. She's the author of poetry books that have garnered no less than 34 prizes and commendations, including The Surrender Tree, Drum Dream Girl, and Enchanted Air. Among the awards have been a Jane Addams Award, an International Reading Association Award, and many others. And she gives us now All the Way to Havana, which provides the world's kids a vibrant snapshot to the unique tropical island. So you may not make it there directly yourself, but this book will be a good start in getting you all the way to Havana. Margarita Engel, welcome to Bill Martinez Live. How are you?
Thank you. Thank you so much.
Hey, I love the book. The illustrations are awesome. And, of course, when I think of Havana, of course, you tease me. You put all these cars, and I'm thinking, oh, what we could do with a 57 Chevy.
Well, that's why one reason I wrote it. It is, of course, intended for young children as a fun read aloud about a family road trip, something universal that all children can relate to, going to see relatives and the excitement of going from the countryside to the city. and it's also to teach the perseverance of poor people everywhere who work so hard to fix what they have instead mm-hmm. of throwing it away and buying something new simply because they can't.
Exactly.
But for adults, I did want to show adults in the U.S. that the old cars in Cuba are not collectible classic cars. They're survival.
Mm-hmm.
This is not a luxury item. It's
yeah.
just what poor people do. They keep their old stuff going, and I wanted to honor that perseverance. Perseverance is actually a word which very young children can learn. They understand, never give up.
Yeah, exactly. When it's not handed to you and you don't have a consumer operation like we have here in the United States where, you know, whether it's Apple or whatever other empire that every 6 months is turning out a new device, you're limited, so you make it work. You know, as I was talking with a gentleman from Cuba the other night, I was talking about your book and particularly about the cars, and he goes, "Oh, Bill, you have no idea what they do." And, you know, it's not like they can go to a shelf and ask for parts. I mean, some of these parts are just, you know, you can't get them. I don't care how you do it. If you try to do it online or whatever, they're just not accessible. He says, but the Cubans are so creative that they will actually go and create the missing piece. And the way they do it is incredible. I mean, it's all kind of by hand, isn't it?
It is. There are homemade parts. There are Russian parts. And frankly, you can look under some car hoods and find a boat engine, or a motorcycle might have a washing machine motor. In Cuba, every day, one word that you hear is inventar, so invent.
Invent, yeah.
People do that. They try this, they try that, and I tried to show them the story in a fun way, you know, playing with language where children could understand it, that if something doesn't work, you try something else until you succeed. Because I think that concept can be extended for children beyond cars to learning how to read or anything mm-hmm. that you're trying to do.
Yeah, do you imagine, and in a way this is kind of a subtext as I was reading your book, I was thinking of the genius that is, you know, just there in wait of a canvas to express their giftedness. Because they've been kind of developed with this kind of thinking as opposed to, you know, having a workbench here in America and all these tools and everything. And here, you know, in Cuba, you've got limited resources and you got to make it happen. I mean, to do that, do you imagine? I know you do because you're Cuban American. So, you know, there's some of this that is still very much in your DNA. But looking at it, you know, from the outside here in America, To me, I just believe in the wonderment of humanity and the possibility. And I just think what these people have gone through, what can be shared if given the opportunity?
Yes, and imagination is something that people use. They're inventing, you know, and figuring out how to, and that extends into every aspect of life. I think on islands in general, not just Cuba, but islands where it's not easy to get more things, you know, thinking of the hurricane today,
mm-hmm.
not easy to rebuild on any island, but especially
right.
Cuba. But nothing is ever thrown away. If you throw a soda can in the trash in Cuba, somebody's going to come behind you, pick up that soda can, and make something out of it. And one thing they might make would be a toy car that
mm-hmm.
looks like these ones. You know, they just, things are not thrown away. And in my experience with the older members of my family, I'd also say that stories are not thrown away. They're told and retold and changed. And so that's one thing I tried to do with this book is to mm-hmm. honor the way things are passed along. And that would
mm-hmm.
include stories.
Yeah, the oral tradition is very rich in Cuba, isn't it?
Yes, it really is.
Well, for you to write this book and be inspired, I mean, in a sense, even though you talk about a Cuban boy and his parents taking a journey across Cuba to Havana in their ancient family car, this is really you, isn't it?
Well, in my case, as a child, visiting relatives in Cuba before travel became impossible, I spent summers visiting my grandmother and other relatives. My family was poor and didn't actually have a car, but one of my uncles on the farm had an old American Jeep, and that was a thrill. But for me, the real thrill was horses. Mm. I lived in Los Angeles as a city kid during the school year. That's my father's hometown, my mother's hometown of Trinidad on the south central coast of Cuba, and the nearby farm still relied on horses a lot. And believe it or not, today, because of the fuel shortage, out in the countryside, most Cubans still rely on horse-drawn vehicles or hitchhiking.
Well, for you, you were exposed to Cuba as a child. I guess you spent each summer there in the Cuban countryside until 1960, and you took a little bit of a break, and you returned in 1991 as a journalist, aid worker, and concerned family member, as your publicist says. And you've been going back every year.
Almost. Not every single year, but I've gone back many, many times since 1991 and seen very gradual changes. But the most important thing to me was that I had an opportunity to reconnect with the older members of my family while they were still alive, and now to get to know some of the younger ones, too. And one really amazing thing about this book is that the illustrator, Mike Corrado, wanted the pictures to be very authentic, but he hadn't been to Cuba. So he went and stayed with my cousins, and they helped him hire the car that you see in the book and actually make the trip from the countryside into the city so that it would be extremely authentic, almost as if he were an honorary Cuban.
Well, I got to tell you, the illustrations are terrific, and I know you hear that all the time. Everybody that gets their hands on the book all the way to Havana, you know, Mike has just done an incredible job here and a neat story. Boy, I'll tell you, you know, reading your book, I'm glad things are opening up, and I look forward to a time myself that I can visit this incredible city and, you know, get to know. I mean, I've gotten to know a lot of Cuban people here in America. I'm based in Florida half the time. So just by virtue of that location, you know, I have a lot of Cuban friends now. But I'd really love the opportunity to visit their homeland. I got to believe that's real special, even right now.
Yes, I really hope for peacemaking to continue. I think that, you know, when two countries have been mad at each other for more than half a century, it's time to move on. And
exactly. Well, Margarita, it's time to move on. I'm sorry parting is such sweet sorrow. We're all out of time. Thank you so much for being with us.
Married. Do you and your husband both have term life insurance? If you both don't, you should. You have a lot to protect. Call now, get a free quote for your husband, and while you're at it, get a quote for yourself, too. Because you both need term life insurance. Call now. 800-915-9164. 800-915-9164. 800-915-9164. Rates are at all-time lows. We'll shop over 30 top-rated companies to get you the best possible rates. Term life insurance. It's the perfect way to protect the quality of your family's lifestyle. You and your husband both need term life insurance, so call now for a free quote for the both of you. 800-915-9164. 800-915-9164. 800-915-9164.
If you are age 85 or younger, call to learn more about final expense plans from a licensed agent in the Angel Care Network. The average funeral now costs over $10,000. Are you at risk of leaving loved ones to help pay your debts? A final expense policy for seniors can pay up to $30,000 for funeral and other final expenses. You don't need a medical exam, and you can have lifetime coverage, and the policy cannot be canceled. To receive free information about final expense plans from a licensed agent and the Angel Care Network, call now. You'll also receive information about a free prescription discount card just for calling in. Agents are standing by.
Call 800-540-8816. 800-540-8816. 800-540-8816. Call now. That's 800-540-8816.
The answer to being in control of your own healthcare is freedom from insurance. Become part of a group of self-pay patients that come together to share in each other's medical expenses. Individual share amounts begin at $107 a month and $347 for families. Choose from three health sharing programs. Holistic treatments may be eligible for sharing. See guidelines. Discount programs available for dental, vision, and pharmacy. Go to libertyoncall.org. That's libertyoncall.org.
If you're 85 or younger, would you like peace of mind and comfort for your family? We're Final Expense Direct with an urgent message for you. The average funeral today costs over $8,000, but the most you'll get from government benefits is $255. How will your family pay the difference? We can help. Our senior plans start as low as just a dollar a day and pay up to $30,000 for a funeral and other final expenses. Peace of mind is easy. There's no medical exam. You'll have lifetime coverage, and your plan can't be canceled as long as you pay your premiums. Call now for free information about our senior plans. Answer a few simple questions and receive approval right on the phone. Plus, call right now, and we'll give you a discount prescription card for free. Call 800-557-0158. That's 800-557-0158. Again, 800-557-0158.
You want to save money in a place that gives you growth, control, and certainty without stock market risk or tax risk, and you want guarantees and you want it all tax-free. That's a tall order. But you can get all of that with properly designed participating whole life insurance. Most people think life insurance pays after you're dead. That's true. But you can have tax-free access to use your life insurance while you're alive. Get the free book to find out how. Call 702-660-7000.
Every single day, promoting truth. Bill Martinez, live.
Show the mercy shown to you. Gifts of kindness to renew. Love from heart and pure and true. Oh, children come. Oh, children come. Oh, children come.
Bill Martinez, live.
Such a haunting melody from the Gettys, huh? She's got such a beautiful voice. Welcome back, America. 14 minutes before the top of the hour. I am Bill Martinez, croaking my way through this last bit of time together. So excuse me while I clear my throat on air. India Hicks joins us now. She's the founder, creative force behind her eponymous lifestyle brand that empowers and enables women to become entrepreneurs and to run their own successful small business. It also helps give back to local communities. Indy Hicks, welcome to Bill Martinez Live.
Oh, thank you so much for having me.
Excuse me for joking here all of a sudden, you know, but we'll get through this.
That's all right.
Every once in a while this happens, and sometimes at the most inopportune times, but such is live radio, so thank you for your patience and your grace. And just to update everybody, India's had great success, so much success that Good Housekeeping Magazine has announced her as the 2017 Entrepreneurship and Female Empowerment Awardee. She's going to be featured in the September issue. So congratulations on that, India.
Well, every time someone says that, I'm like, wow, that's me. That's so lovely.
Yeah.
And I'm delighted and overwhelmed and very grateful for the award. But it has to be said, it's certainly not me alone who stands there and holds that award. I have an incredible team in Los Angeles in our headquarters at India Hicks Inc., and that's our corporate team. And then, of course, the incredible, extraordinary ambassadors who are joining us across America. Without them, I would not have this entrepreneur award for sure. So that's very much a team effort.
That's the way it always works, isn't it, right? I mean, that there are so many pieces to the puzzle that are important that come together that really maximizes the energy and influences the next puzzle piece, and it just keeps on growing, and that's the way successful operations seem to be. Seems to be the consistent model, isn't it?
Well, I hope. I mean, you know, I think success is lovely, of course, but really there's kind of the fulfillment, the contentment, the happiness that comes with building something is what's more important.
Mm-hmm. Well, exactly. Well, I want to roll back here because this has been a time and period, not only in Europe, in London, certainly, in England, and here in the United States, because of our love and affection for Princess Diana. When you were 13 years old, you were one of Princess Diana's bridesmaids. You're the goddaughter and second cousin to Prince Charles. What a beginning for you at 13 years old. I mean, this is had to give you some sense of destiny that you would be part of probably the most famous wedding that has ever taken place in the world.
It is funny when we look back and think of it as that. You know, I was very blessed to have had a grandfather who was certainly part of the royal family. I wouldn't consider myself so removed now and have a very, very different life. But it was an amazing upbringing, and I have been very lucky enough to have stood on that Buckingham Palace balcony quite a few times before. Mm. But the day of that wedding, it was very, very extraordinary. The crowds that were there were just limitless. The eye went on and on and on. The crowds just streamed past Buckingham Palace and beyond. And what was amazing was the crowds that were excited and jubilant and joyful and thrilled, because nowadays when you see crowds, most of the time they're protesting and they're angry and they're confused. Mm. So
right.
That was fantastic. Also to think, my goodness, you know, I was a 13-year-old girl and I got to ride down the Mall in a horse-drawn golden carriage. That was pretty spectacular. Admittedly, one of the other bridesmaids in the carriage with me was allergic to horses, so she was crying her
eyes. Oh, my goodness.
And screamed and bloated. So that wasn't so good. But it was amazing to have been part of that moment in history. And I think, you know, I knew Diana briefly and for a moment. And even then, her extraordinary star power and her elegance and beauty and style was so incredibly put to good use.
Mm.
And I think when we talk about, you know, this being the anniversary of her death, you know, we really should look forward. We should celebrate her life instead of mourning her loss.
Mm-hmm.
And I think that I've been very lucky in having been so influenced by her and in wanting to give back myself in some small, tiny, weeny way. And the company that we've built, India Hicks Inc., which is all about encouraging women to stand on their own two feet and feeling empowered and giving together, we do have quite a strong sense of philanthropic endeavors, and we do try to do the right thing. I'm standing very worthy, and I'm not normally very worthy. I've eaten an awful lot of chocolate as well today, so probably quite speedy as well.
Well, I guess a bit of encouragement in considering the 20-year mark of Princess Di's passing. It's the continuation of hope and love for fellow man.
Absolutely. You know, wow, that's a big subject. Mm-hmm. We are being very worthy. But yes, I think, you know, she was certainly people's princess, and at one time or another, she was one of the most powerful women on the stage, on the public stage, and she put it to good use. I don't think we must ever underestimate, though, what Prince Charles has done and continues to do. You know, he's a single dad. He's done a remarkable job. Those guys are really strong boys with good messages, and they're doing it right. You know, I think the modernization of the monarchy has been a very good thing. I think that I'm very happy to be part of a nation that does have a royal family, and I think that they do work exceptionally hard, the ones who are in that inner circle, and that's very important. And again, I think it's a very good influence for all of us.
Exactly. Well, India, the Good Housekeeping Award, you know, what does that mean to India Hicks and the organization?
Oh, it's just, it's lovely. I mean, I am so, so delighted and honored to have been recognized. But again, this is not me alone. This is a team of people who stand there and should be receiving the award. You know, I, I have not done this by myself by any means. I've spent a great deal of time away from my home the last 2 years building this company. I traveled across America, which is a fantastic country, and I've had so many experiences, and I've met so many amazing people, and I've formed so many friendships through the Indie Hicks business, which is all about this community of women mentoring one another, supporting one another. And it's been an amazing ride, but there has been, there have been times where I've been sleeping on airport floors and crying myself to sleep and just thinking, I want to be at home, my kids. And the balance of work and life was probably a little bit off over the past 2 years. So when I saw that I had been nominated for that award, I did think, gosh, that's so lovely, because I do feel I've worked quite hard. But again, we're very much in a team of other people. But I think what's most encouraging is that hopefully it will show to women that they can have a second chapter, that there is so much more of a story to tell. That I turned 50 yesterday. I can't believe it.
Like, well, happy birthday. Congratulations.
Thank you very much indeed. But I did think to myself, goodness, there's so much excitement to come. And I think a lot of women at some point get slightly lost along the way of having been very good partners and wives and mothers and sisters. And I think that there's a moment where you want to say, do something to yourself now. You know, there are times where the kids are leaving home and women begin to feel empty nesters, or they've just had a baby and they're being given bonkers because they're alone with the baby and they want more of a social environment, or they've worked in corporate America and they need something that's for themselves. And I think the business that we've launched and grown and founded is all about that. And it really is the most uncommon opportunity for women to join us and feel part of something and to have another chapter. And at the age of 50, I am very excited by that.
Well, it's the new 30. I mean, that's what it is. I mean, congratulations, India. I mean, what you have done, as you say, is rather extraordinary, you and the team. You bypassed the traditional brick and mortar stores and, decided on a particular business model, that kind of opened up. And what I sense about you is that the glass ceiling concept, an idea, is irrelevant. It doesn't seem to be part of your vernacular. Am I reading that right?
You know, I think at India Hicks we march to the beat of our own drum, and we don't really look to the left or right, and we really try to find our own way. And you know, that's done in several different ways. So you know, we're not sold through traditional sales, as you said. We're not in stores or boutiques. We sell from the heart of the home. There are many ways of doing that. It may be a pop up in a store for a day. It may be in an antique show. It may be at a horse show. Maybe at the tennis club. It may be one on one. It may be in your lunch hour at business, in the office. There are so many different ways to sell our collection. But really, really, it's in the heart of the home. Our price point is slightly different than it was traditionally out there through social selling or person-to-person selling. Our get-together, give-together program, which is a philanthropic program about choosing your own charity or foundation that you want to give back to in your community and donating part of the proceeds from one of your get-together, right, give-togethers. And indeed, India Hicks Inc. then matches in part some of that.
India, forgive me, we're running out of time, but I want to give you an opportunity real quick to tell people how they can get involved with India Hicks.
Oh, thank you so much. That's lovely. Well, have a look at my Instagram account, India Hicks Style. We have an awful lot of fun there. You'll see me, my kids, life, the ambassadors who join us. And also have a look at India Hicks.
Are you happy doing laundry with detergents? Are you happy paying high prices? Find your happiness with Pure Soap. These all-natural, earth-friendly Pure Soaps are the very best you've ever used. Buy in bulk. Get a 12, 36, or 48-month supply. Or get items individually and still save big. You're getting soap products twice as good as what you're using now. Earth-friendly and natural soaps. Your family deserves the best. Happiness is 5starsoap.com. Why not put your money up the drain for a change? See them at 5starsoap.com or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog. Cal Bend Soap Company can save you thousands of dollars and give you good old-fashioned real soaps that are triple concentrated. Soaps made from vegetable and coconut oils. See their full selection of soaps at 5starsoap.com. That's FIVESTARSOAP.com or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog.